Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There was a story out this week. They said, okay, we now have science that talks about what's smarter, cats or dogs. We've had dogs
hold on. What's smarter? I mean, who is smarter?
Steve Dale's in our studio now.
I apologize for interrupting.
No, that's pretty much all the introduction I've got for you, Steve. Welcome
that's
back.
That's all
How
I need.
You? So why, okay. why are you cutting me off? What's bad? What bothers you about even that?
Well, they're not what. What would be your computer screen? What would be the microphone?
Who are smarter?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not
you.
Who's. Thank who's you. Are people?
Boy, are we off on a tangent.
Well, who's
so
are people?
Those things.
Not necessarily. And publications like, you name the newspaper, they've changed their ways now. I mean, when I first began writing about pets, I had to fight that fight. You know, it would be
Wait a minute. How do you refer to a dog or cat?
He or she.
Well, they certainly have gender, but doesn't that generally imply humanity to you?
No.
If, for instance, we were talking about an elephant, I would say that elephant.
He or she.
Elephant, it. This great
it's
big old
it.
Elephant, I wouldn't say he or she.
It's a living thing.
Now that we've established that pets have gender, what is smarter, cats or dogs?
It's not an easy thing to answer. First of all, it depends on how you define intelligence. Now, I know you're referring to a new study that recently came out.
They counted the neurons or something?
Mm-hmm, in the prefrontal cortex, and that's where the most important thoughts come from. When we begin to plan out what we're going to do, that's where the neurons that matter, matter. If brain size mattered, and that was all there was to it,
right.
The most intelligent whales would be ruling the world,
huge.
Right?
They'd be huge.
Yeah, but that's not the case. So it's what's inside that matters, and what they look at are neurons, particularly in the prefrontal cortex. And that's important to know, and I'll circle back to that. And it turns out that's where we have most of our neurons, and that's where our relatives, and indeed, John, they are our relatives, chimpanzees and gorillas and bonobos and orangutans.
I'm comfortable with that.
Okay, good. Same thing for them. So this new study said, you know what? Dogs lead the way. And it turns out that dogs have, on average, about 530 million of these little neurons. Well, cats have about half as many, which also, incidentally, they didn't say so, implies that dogs are twice as smart as cats if they have twice as many of these neurons, right?
I buy that also.
Uh-huh. Well, no, wait. A study from just a few years ago said pretty much the reverse of that, that cats have about 300-plus neurons, and dogs have about half as many as those. So which one of the two is it? And I don't believe it matters in a sense because we can't look at that alone. We have to look at more than that if we define intelligence.
I don't know that I care necessarily. I mean, it's a fun argument to have, but you know cats and dogs are different. And you love your cat or you love your dog. You're a cat or a dog person, maybe you're both, but a lot of us sort of pick one of those teams. I'm on the team dog. But, you know, dogs are a pain in the ass, too, and cats you can leave for a day or so, and everything is fine. Here's the thing. I think cats are smart this way. They know how to run the room. They're so in charge. They so don't need you, right? I mean, they are going to get you to do everything for them, and they feel no obligation to return any affection or attention. Dogs, meanwhile, are, I think, smarter. So that to me is the description of why a cat might be smarter, because very passively they run the house. The dogs, though, they can do all kinds of things. Cat's not going to go get your newspaper. Cat doesn't know when you're coming home. Dogs
oh, they do.
Seem to have intelligence and intuition that's greater than a cat's.
Well, there's no question that dogs evolved with us, and you're onto something really interesting there. So tests have been done to look at if there's a problem, what does a dog do, what does a cat do? And interestingly enough, dogs give up sooner than cats give up on average. And what dogs will do if they can't figure it out, they will quickly look to you to solve the problem. In fact, not help them necessarily, but do it for them. Which takes some intelligence, I suppose, but that's also a matter of millions of years of evolving with people. It's not surprising. Cats, if they can't figure it out, what they do sometimes is they look at the person, but generally what they do is they just say, the heck with it, I'm going to take a nap.
I think people have stories, though, about my cat is so smart, my dog is so smart.
Of course.
What's your best, my cat is so smart, my dog is so smart story or anecdote? Something that the cat or dog does that you go, wow. That's
mine?
Pretty amazing.
I want to hear from people, too, 312-981-7200. But mine would be this. So I am, we had a dog named Lucy, a miniature Australian Shepherd. I don't believe you knew Lucy. She's passed away now for several years. And Robin, my wife, came home one day and said, you know, I want to teach something new to Lucy. She came home and told me this because Lucy did animal-assisted therapy at the very famous Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago. An amazing place,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And what our dog, every dog does a little something a little different. Our dog did cute circus tricks. So she said, just out of the book, teach my dog something different. So I thought, don't ask me why, I would teach her how to play the piano. A little kid's piano. So I went to a place where you buy little kids' pianos, the little kids' piano store. I bought one of these, came home, closed the door of the room, and began to clicker train the dog to do these. So I would click. She'd lift her paw up a little toward the camera. I'd click to the piano. I'd click again. She would do the same thing. I'd click again. She'd come a little closer. I mean, things were going along as you'd expect them to go along. Well, I didn't close the door all the way. And in the room walks, saunters in, our Devon Rex cat named Ricky. And Ricky looked at me, looked at the dog, looked at the piano, and went ping, 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 ping. And I thought, what am I fooling around with this dog for? Now, Ricky was already a very social cat, loved to go out with people, loved to go, actually, really, to go out into the world. When we left the house, the dogs, my wife and I, we would have neighbors actually asking, even though they knew we didn't have a baby, it sounded like we had a baby in the house because the cat would scream.
Oh, really?
Where are you? Yeah. So this cat loved going with us. So we actually would make appearances at places like Petco and PetSmart, do concerts. I had a prodigy here, you know. And in addition to that, appeared on TV all over. This was before YouTube. Appeared with Steve and Johnny, which is a whole different story that Steve and Johnny still remember. They swear it will make their book because they Ricky the cat almost knocked the station off the air. But nevertheless, here's a very smart cat, right?
That knew how to play the piano before the dog did that you were trying to train to play the piano.
Yeah. Yeah. As one example. Yeah, I mean, so you asked me, but you know what? It depends on how you define intelligence.
That's the thing, I think. I think there's different kinds of intelligence.
Yeah.
Like EQ and IQ for human beings. I think dogs have a higher EQ. I think, and I also happen to think dogs are smarter, period, end. Although I've had nothing but dumb dogs, so what do I know? But it just seems to me like dogs are more capable. Maybe it's because we spend more time trying to train dogs to do tricks. You know, like, go fetch or sit or shake or things like that. People will show their dogs off that way. They don't their cats. But it's also like, you know, if you walk into the room, the dog sort of knows what you're going to do, and then they either get on the sofa or they go to the door. It seems like the dogs anticipate what you're going to do because they figured it out.
Have you ever lived with a cat?
No.
Well, there you go. So cats
are just as good at all of these things.
Many of these things. And you know what? So if a cat gets outside,
yeah,
and I'm not endorsing that people do this, the cat has a shot at surviving. Cats can still hunt.
Yeah.
Dogs, yeah. Not so much.
That's true.
So the reality is, you know, so dogs are social animals. And it was thought years ago, and books still say this, social animals have more intelligence because they need to communicate with one another about how to hunt.
Sure. Oh, no, wait. You think cats are smarter because they communicate with each other better about hunting?
No, cats don't do that, actually.
Yeah, right.
So cats do live in social groups. They are social animals, but they don't hunt cooperatively.
Yeah.
Truth of the matter is,
yeah,
dogs don't either.
Yeah.
So, in fact, dogs are really lousy hunters today,
mm-hmm,
compared to cats. So cats can still catch birds on occasion, depends on the cat, but many can, or catch mice or city rats even, if the rats don't overcome the cats in size, as city rats do. In fact, some of them are larger than some of our terriers.
Steve, pick one.
Dogs,
cats,
don't
cats
do
or
that.
Dogs? What's smarter?
Can't do it.
By the way, Kathy says that her parrot is actually smarter than both any cat or dog.
Maybe. Parrots are brilliant.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Bill, you're on WGN. What did you want to say? Hi.
Hi, it's Bill.
Hey, Bill.
I was going to say, if you ever thought of my video when on America's Funniest, the way the cat would climb up on the edge of the windowsill by the front door, and the door had those handles, not like a knob, you know, the handle.
Yeah.
It would jump down, grab that handle and hang, and then just slowly fall off as the door opened up, and then the cat would go out the door.
Pull it that way, huh? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Thank you, Bill. I got to go to Kate. You're on WGN. Kate, jump in here. What did you want to say?
Hey, Kate, I'm so glad you picked me. I have a little kitty, and, you know, you've heard these stories about people training their cats to, instead of using a litter box, use the toilet. This has nothing to do with that. She learned how to flush the toilet from inside the tank.
What?
I would never have thought of teaching a cat or a dog or parrot or anything to do this. I was fiddling around in the tank trying to fix something, left the room, heard the toilet flush. I thought, no, I'm not in there. Went in, and here's Blueberry fiddling around with she knows how to do two different types of flushing. She either pulls the arm up, or she does this thing with her nose on the ball area. I don't even know what the parts are called. She taught herself this. All of my cats have figured out how to push open the door.
Yeah.
If I lock it, they go to the bottom of the door, unlock it from the bottom, and push it open.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, but not surprising to me. I mean, people send me videos of these things all the time.
Pete McMurray, one of our hosts
here,
just texted in. Pete says, please ask Steve Dale, who is the only host to have a dog take a dumper in the studio? You don't have to answer that.
Please, thank you very much. Thank you, Pete. Appreciate that.
Let's just take one more. Lynn, you're on WGN Radio. I think Lynn is on line 4. Hi, Lynn, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
Thank you. First of all, I grew up with dogs, but we did have a cat about 20 years ago. And every day, I would leave for work, and he was sitting in front of the refrigerator because we had an old refrigerator. It had a grate at the bottom, and it would be very warm. And every day I would come home, and he would be sitting in front of the grate or whatever it's called in front of the refrigerator. One day I came home from work maybe an hour early, and I open up the door, and I don't see him in front of the refrigerator as his normal place would be, and I hear a little thud. And he walked over to the refrigerator in his normal spot, sat down, wrapped his tail around himself, looked at me, gave me a look as if to say, you caught me. You think I am here in front of the refrigerator all day, but I know cats like to be high. And he was sitting on the chair. But when I came in, he went right to the refrigerator.
Mm, oh. So that's his place. He knows this is where I should be.
Yeah.
And the one time you got in a little early, you caught him. I love a contrite pet. That it is great when they, they sort of do have that look that they know that you know that they did bad and they're sorry. Steve Dale says it's a push. It's nice to see you, Steve.
Well,
when are you going to be on the radio again?
This Sunday morning at 6:30. So here's how maybe it's our problem. Maybe it's our lack of intelligence because we do really well at understanding dogs.
Yeah.
We've evolved with dogs, quite literally. Maybe our problem is that we don't understand cats quite as much as we could or should. After all, cats domesticated themselves. We didn't domesticate them. They've been playing people for a very long time. Maybe the thing is they continue to do that.
Nice to see you, Steve. Thanks for coming in.
Great. Thank you, sir. King Lordship.